I suppose the ambition. They're a club on the up. You know, I wanted to get into the Football League, and I suppose my whole aim from sort of not signing for anyone permanently this year was to try and, you know, get to a club either in league football or a club that I felt could sort of get me back into league football. And I spoke to a lot of people down here. Obviously, I know the assistant very well, Kevin, and it's an ambitious club. And you know, they sort of come in for me. And once I spoke to everyone, it was sort of a no-brainer, really.
And what have your sort of first impressions? But I know you've done one training session.
Yeah, it's a very good club. I know a lot of the players as well. I've played with a few of them and played against a lot of them as well. So you can see it's, you know, squad-wise, it's got a lot of, you know, league experience. Facilities are great. Everything they do is very professional. So, you know, I've been very impressed so far.
So which of the players have you played with before?
I played with Jason Taylor. We played at Cheltenham together. I played with Ayo at Dagenham. So only like last year, and then basically the rest of the boys I've played against throughout my sort of league career. So you know, as soon as I come in the other day and I spoke to them, and they were saying you know, what the club's sort of looking to achieve and the aims and stuff. So like I say, it's quite an easy sort of decision, really.
And you spent sort of the first few weeks of the season at Farnborough in the Southern League.
Yeah.
How did you find that? What was that like as someone who's, you know, spent their whole career in the Football League?
Yeah, it's been different. I basically got a phone call just before the season started. Would I go down and play on a non-contract basis? And sort of if anything come up, you know, I could sort of free to move. So it was either do that or sit at home and wait for the phone to ring. So I went down there. I've enjoyed sort of 2 months of football. Been scoring a lot. It's been enjoyable. It's a bit different, you know, driving to games and just different sort of things that you're not used to. But it's football, you know, at the end of the day, and it kept me fit, kept my name out there. And like I say, I've been in good form, so you know, I've really enjoyed it.
And aside from the huge amount of experience that you obviously have, what do you think you can bring to Eastleigh?
Well, hopefully goals. I mean, that's sort of what I've done throughout my career. So you know, anyone who probably, you know, signs me or brings me into a club, I think that's what they expect from me. It's what I expect for myself. So hopefully I can, you know, settle into the squad quite easily. And once I get in the team and start playing, then, you know, that's my biggest asset, I would say, is goals. So hopefully I can bring that. And then obviously experience, you know, helping lads out. You know, I've obviously been around for a long time, and hopefully I can add something to the team.
And having spent most of your career in the Football League, what are you expecting the style of football in the National League? Are you expecting much difference? Are you expecting many different challenges?
I'm not sure. Obviously, being my first time playing in the National League, so I've played against a lot of teams that have dropped down and come back up, and you know, it seems like a very good standard of football. Majority of teams now are full time, so you sort of treat it as another league now, really, rather than, you know, saying non-league and stuff. So I'm expecting it to be tough. Same as, you know, League Two, I suppose, really. So, no, I'm not expecting too much difference from League Two to this. You know, it's going to be tough, like I say, and hopefully I'm joining a good squad of players that's, you know, in good form at the moment. So hopefully I can sort of fit in quite nicely and just get going.
And the manager and the chairman have made absolutely no secret of the fact that they want to go up at the end of this year. What do you think it will take from this club? What the, you know, what else, what the secrets are, but what do you think it takes to make that step up into League Two?
I suppose really consistency, and at the moment they're showing that. It's tough because obviously only one, you know, goes up straight away, and then it's basically a fight out in the playoffs. So that makes it hard. But I think the manager's brought in a lot of experience, which is key. A lot of players have won promotions in league football and know what it takes. So, you know, when it gets down to the sort of nitty-gritty and tough games when you've got to grind stuff out, if you look in the change room, there's a lot of players that have done that. So I think experience is quite key, dealing with certain pressures. But no, I'm looking at the group, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be up there in the top one, if not, you know, in the playoffs. So I'm expecting us to do very well. And, you know, the reason I've come here is to hopefully help the team achieve that and, you know, get promotion.
Are you fit and available to play this weekend?
Yes, yeah, I've been fit. I've played 9 games so far. Touch wood, had no injuries, so I feel fresh. So, yeah, I'll come in and obviously train now till the weekend. And, you know, whatever happens, whether on the bench or playing, you know, I'm ready to go. So, yeah, I can't wait.